Mirabile visu, we today begin the first day of the month of August. And with this we have many, many feasts that are coming our way. Today we begin with the feast, a very unique feast, because it is of saints from the Old Testament. And yes, there were saints in the Old Testament, of course, the prophets, but in addition, there were many, many others, including the saints, eight of them, whom we commemorate today. The feast of the Maccabees, the mother and the seven sons, who offered their lives rather than break the covenant. And of course, the church had not been yet revealed, and the treasures that she brings to us, our Lord had not yet come, had not yet shown to us his loving and sacred heart, whom we honor, especially on this first Friday of the month. But nevertheless, there were those who were very holy, who tried to keep the law and the covenant with God to the T. And among them were these eight, the mother and the seven sons. They were told and they were cajoled by the pagan rulers, the Gentiles. If you eat pork, you will be spared. You will live. And we will give you much money and positions of power and influence. And one after the other, they said no. To the very last one, and the last one listened to his mother and said, and she said to him, "Have I not given you birth? Have I not fed you for 8 months in the womb, 9 months in the womb? Have I not given you of my breast to drink and giving you suck? Have I not given you life in every way? And am I not giving you the holy faith of our fathers that we have received? Be like your brothers, even though you are so young, even though you will suffer horrible pains, but be like your brothers and die." And of course, this is something that is unique to us. Most of us would probably run and hide and desperately tell the children, "Do whatever they tell you, and then we can always go to confession." Well, it's not quite that easy. It wasn't easy then. There was no confession. So all of the boys gave their lives for Christ. The relics of these young men and their mother are today enshrined in the main part of the Cathedral of Cologne, right across from the altar. And across from them are the three kings, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior, in one magnificent sarcophagus, which is about 12 or more feet high. On the other side of the altar, the Maccabees and their mother, their relics from so many, many centuries ago. Now, some say that some of their relics, which is very possible, that's what happens with relics, as we well know. Some of their relics are kept in the Basilica of St. Peter in Chains in Rome, which, of course, we shall also be celebrating in these wonderful days of August. And so today we honor the Maccabean martyrs for the faith as it had been revealed up to then. Now, of course, our Lord has revealed us the Holy Catholic faith and has abrogated those laws, the dietary laws of the Old Testament, which no longer apply. Now, as God revealed to St. Peter, you can eat whatever you want. And it's fine, because I created it, he told him. And so we have some dietary laws, like on Fridays and other days, that are of the church. They're discipline, they're not revealed doctrine. and so they don't have the same weight as it did in the Old Testament with regards to unclean foods. But now there are no foods which are regarded as unclean foods. And so we give thanks to God for His great mercy and for the witness of these young boys and their mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.